Good morning. Hello. Good morning to you. Are you there? It's me, Luke. I've said that before. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the Jimmy Luke Show, episode 90. It's going to be a brief episode here. We're here. It's a special to talk about A, the final episode of season 3 of Sherlock, and B,
the Jimmy Luke Show.
Okay. I can imagine Dean probably watched Sherlock last night. Yes.
No. Yeah, I did actually.
Yes. I want to talk about that with him because that was mind blowing. And then for just a brief moment, I'd like to just bring off a couple of the winners of the Globes, which I got up at 6 a.m. to watch, and I'm kind of buzzing. So.
Yeah, no one cares.
All right. So.
Wait! I got a button for this.
He's got
a button.
It better not be his shut up button again, because I'm sick of hearing that. It's horrible.
No.
Hold in there, baby.
Oh my god, who the hell cares?
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Who? Who cares?
Doctor, who cares?
Oh anyway, my god, that was your funniest joke ever.
So here's a Sherlock spoiler alert.
Sherlock
so,
jumped off a building.
That was a whole season ago.
Now, I know.
There's a... Oh god, you've made that joke so many times.
I know.
Now I am... I
Sherlock jumped into...
Dean, I couldn't figure this out and I didn't have time to look it up. Why was Sherlock arrested for murdering somebody? Who did he murder?
Because he's a little dick and he killed someone. Endo.
Will you be quiet? Because they arrest him, right? And he goes on the plane because they said, Mycroft
someone,
comes along in the helicopter. But who did he kill?
He obviously killed
Maybe they didn't reveal who he killed.
Yeah, they did. He killed Watson.
Exactly. Maybe it was what's-her-face Janine who got killed in the...
So.
Or did she come back? No, she came back because he met her, yeah. She came back, so
yeah,
I don't know.
He did kill her.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, so the main points of the episode. So first of all, so Sherlock and Janine were in a relationship, and then he proposed to her, and they kiss, and
that's why Lucy
Watson was like, ugh, and somebody on Twitter was like, Watson's face just represented the whole Sherlock fandom. But anyway, so I live tweeted the whole thing. I got 17 new followers out of it. It was great. But anyway, you can go look up my live tweets if you want, at Mr_Lucian. So it turns so they're in a relationship, but then it turns out that Sherlock is actually only pretending to, to be into her because she is the personal assistant of the episode's big bad, who is the evil guy.
Oh yeah, here it is.
Sounds like One Direction, but I can't hear it properly.
No, that's actually an animated company that made that. That was so
funny. All right.
That was one of them weird viral videos.
I'm gonna go see Mushy Monsters the movie.
Did I ever send you the clip from Mushy Monsters the movie?
Yes.
I did. Did you watch it?
Yeah, my friend.
It was so bad.
My sister worked on it.
She was?
She
worked on it.
She did some animations on it. It's pretty cool.
It's a horrible film. Did you watch the clip that I sent you though?
Yeah.
It's so stupid. And she starts singing around. She goes, "When you..." It's got such a horrible voice.
That was actually really loud.
I watched that clip like 8 times.
That was really loud.
Fine. But I watched that clip like 8 times. It was so funny. It was so horrible.
Oh, James, and this is the one you didn't get.
I'm just going to keep talking about Sherlock. So anyway, it turns out that Janine, Sherlock's girlfriend, who's Irish, by the way, and it's embarrassing, she's actually the personal assistant of the episode's big bad, who is this kind of blackmailer.
You know the thing,
blackmaily dude who has a he's not black, he's just a blackmailer. Danish. I think the actor who plays him is the brother of the celebrity Danish actor Mads Mikkelsen from what's it called, Hannibal. But anyway, so he is blackmailing people. He has these weird thing in his eye where he can see everybody's personal weakness and stuff by looking at them. So anyway, so it turns out, I'm looking forward to it. So it turns out that Janine, James, I lost the maths homework. I couldn't find it anywhere.
I don't care.
I couldn't find the sheet anywhere in my bag. I wanted to do it yesterday. I know you don't care, and that's why you're going to fail your leaving cert. But anyway. I know. Well, they give us homework, so I do it. They shouldn't be giving it to us, but since they do, I just go ahead and do it. But anyway, so Janine is what?
Today, Jimmy Luke Show day, anyways.
No, I wouldn't be doing an episode unless I wasn't going to do one until this morning, and I was like, I just have to talk about Sherlock and the Golden Globes. So anyway,
talk about something else afterwards.
We're not gonna have time.
We are.
Shane
Master Chef.
Oh god. Well, let's just get these. I don't hate MasterChef. I hate Coldplay. MasterChef. I used to like MasterChef. It just bores me now. I don't hate this. It's just annoying because it's just I hate cooking. I hate cookery shows.
What's the bald guy called again?
Greg.
Greg.
I used to like it,
I like Greg. He's funny. He loves food.
And I prefer Greg to
I love this.
From Anchorman 1.
Anchorman, yeah. When Rick just walks around in the crowd with the grenade.
I know. The fight scene in Anchorman 2 is funny. It's just kind of annoying because it's so over the top that it's kind of pathetic, but it is really funny. Because Rick has a futuristic space gun. And they go, he goes, I've got a gun from the future. And they go, Rick, where did you get the futuristic gun? He said, I don't know!
I love that. Where'd you get the grenade? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so Janine is the guy's. So anyway, so then they go along to this house.
He just gets tried in.
Then they go along. So Sherlock proposes to his girlfriend, and she goes, "Okay, come up." And then they go up, and she's not lying unconscious on the floor. And it turns out she's been shot by Watson's wife, Mary, who is an assassin. Boom!
Wait, so Mary isn't a good guy?
No, well, wait for it. So Mary's the assassin, so Sherlock's like, how could you? Then there's this 20-minute, like, fucking rapture of, like, Sherlock going into hallucinations, and then Moriarty's in a cell, and he's on, like, a leash, and he's attacking Sherlock, and it's, like, the most psychedelic shit ever, and the Twitter went completely insane, going, this is the fucking rapture. But anyway, so... there's no way to describe it other than if you watch all 9 episodes of Sherlock,
and I will kill you.
You will fuck out at this scene. But anyway, that ends. Sherlock wakes up. It turns out Mary's actually an okay assassin, and Watson decides it after some substantial thinking that Watson's actually going to forgive Mary for lying to him, and that he's going to stay with her. So Mary, so that's all. So she's actually kind of a good guy. Okay, good. So then. Oh my god, I'm getting so sick of this. Jesus fucking Christ.
I brought Dean in. Me and Johnny brought Dean to eat my sister. I'm scooping around in my vagina.
Anyway, fine. Hurry on, I'm trying to get through Sherlock so I can talk about the Golden Globes.
My name is Moriarty.
So what happens after?
Hey, mine.
Oh, Christ. when you try and sue us, that's not going to be of much use. Anyway, so what happened then? So then there was Mary. Yeah, so then Sherlock and Watson go off to visit the weird Danish guy.
Don't lie.
And then Mike...
Stop lying to me.
And then Mycroft turns up in a helicopter. Yeah. So Mycroft... Sherlock's brother, Mycroft. He turns up in a helicopter and he goes, get a step away from that man. And then they arrest Sherlock. And he's
Mycroft was the fat guy in Sherlock Holmes too.
No, he wasn't fat. He had a mustache. He was tall and he has a mustache.
Wait, so who is that fat guy?
Sherlock Holmes.
The naked guy.
Sherlock. Yeah, exactly. My dad calls it Sherlock Holmes. Anyway, what? Was that Lestrade?
Who?
The detective, Lestrade. He's like the police officer that Sherlock and Watson communicate with.
You know who they left Mary with? That fat ball.
Oh, Mary was in The Game of Shadows too?
Yeah. Right. Well, she was in it like with the other guy.
I remember her now. Yeah. She was on a train and then she fell off or something. I haven't seen that in years.
Who was the fat guy though?
I don't know. I hated that film so much that I forgot everything. I really didn't like it.
I love that.
I was looking forward. I liked the first. I thought the first one was really good.
Yeah.
The second one, I came out of it and I was so bored. It was like 2.5 hours long and they were running through a fucking forest.
I thought about The Hobbit.
I didn't love either of The Hobbits. I thought the second one was very good.
If I hit the X button, will the whole thing be deleted?
Yes. I don't know. There might be a warning saying, are you sure you want to delete? But there probably won't be. So I'm just going to
test it out someday.
I'll test it out soon. I got a thing in the post on Friday. I got like walkie-talkie thing. So it's got a microphone that you can go. It's got a button on it. You go, Mr. President. And then it's got
I got a better one. The Secret Service gave my dad a badge.
The Garda Síochána gave me an honorary badge, so
Secret Service.
Anyway, come on, I have to. Blah, blah, blah. So, Sherlock, so what happened then? So then Mycroft arrests Holmes. Mycroft arrests Sherlock and says, you're under arrest for murder. And then they're shipping Sherlock off to prison on a plane, right? And then they see the TV, and then that's the end of the episode. You hear the boom. But then there's this weird fuzzy thing, and suddenly Moriarty comes on the screens. Moriarty, who died at the end of the last season, and he's like, because that's how he talks, because he's like this camp Dublin guy. And he goes, hi, did you miss me? And then they call up Sherlock and go, Mycroft goes, how are you enjoying solitary confinement? Sherlock goes, I've been gone 4 minutes. And Mycroft says, well, we need you back now.
They're not.
And that's the end of the episode. I can't say I loved it. I think that bringing back Moriarty.
Say what you can say.
Moriarty is a great character, but the fact that they refuse to kill any character on this show is just so annoying. Just kill someone and let them die. Don't bring everyone back. It's stupid. I don't see any purpose. I don't see any circumstance which bringing Mori.
81%.
Yeah, I charged it. It was dead this morning, and then I put the charger on. Shit. I think Moriarty is a great character, but I think there's no real reason to bring him back other than that they've run out of story ideas. So, I mean, this season was all about the Sherlock and Watson and Mary and Mycroft and the other characters. And I think that there should have been some more mysteries to solve. I think the next season should be all focused on three individual mysteries, not entirely involving the main three characters. Anyway, last night's episode wasn't one of the best episodes, but it certainly was very much worth watching if you've ever seen any of the show. So I'd recommend watching the whole show from the beginning, or at least from the beginning of the third season if you have already seen those seasons. Okay, that's all I have to say about Sherlock. So now I'm going to talk about the Golden Globes for a minute. Golden Globes are my second favorite award.
Shut up, you don't know.
Please. Okay.
Golden Globes are my second favorite award ceremony of the year after the Academy Awards. They're so much fun. James, do you want me to read
you a list of everyone who presented awards at the Golden Globes? Here we go. This is in alphabetical order.
Joe.
Alphabetical order, okay. Ben Affleck, Drew Barrymore, Kate Beckinsale, Orlando. You read them. You read those out. Start with Ben Affleck. Read it out loud. See how many you pronounce wrong. Are you going to read it out loud or will I do it?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, I'll start from the beginning. Ben Affleck, Drew Barrymore, Kate Beckinsale, Orlando Bloom, Sandra Bullock, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, I didn't see him on it. Jessica Chastain, Emilia Clarke, Sean Combs.
Yes.
Sean Combs is actually P. Diddy. Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Aaron Eckhart, Chris Evans, Amber Heard, Jonah Hill,
Spencer,
Taylor Kinney.
Emma Stone.
Who the fuck is Taylor Kinney? Nicky Lauda, Paul. Oh, Nicky Lauda was there. That was pretty cool, actually. Paula Patton, he presented with Hemsworth. Paula Patton, Chris Pine, Zoe Saldana, Jessica Spencer, Emma Stone, Emma Thompson, Usher, Christoph Waltz, Kevin, you know what, I'm tired of this. These are the winners. So, best TV series drama. Can you guess which one won? It doesn't have the winner here.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, I posted this shit list where the winner was supposed to be highlighted in bold and it isn't. So now nobody knows who won.
Breaking Bad.
So you think Breaking Bad won?
No.
Guess. Have a guess which one.
Breaking Bad.
Correct. Now,
I thought Masters of Sex.
Best TV series. Masters of Sex isn't that good.
I guess this is the top one on every list.
Now, best. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is an avid
Modern Family.
Best TV series comedy musical was a big shocker. Modern Family usually wins. It was not Modern Family.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, yes, correct. Brooklyn Nine-Nine hasn't even been on for a full year yet. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is probably my favorite show there, actually, yeah. Okay, best actor in a drama. These are the shows here. That's shit, though. This list is void because the name of the winner isn't highlighted in bold.
Bryan Cranston.
Correct?
No, they do not.
Thank God. I was very happy for Bryan
Cranston. This is Breaking Bad.
This one here. Yeah, Breaking Bad didn't win everything, though. Okay, best actress in a drama.
We just take part every now and then and just put myself.
This was a tough one.
Taylor Schilling?
Nope.
Yep. Kerry Washington?
Nope.
Robin Wright?
Yes.
No, it's definitely not Robin
Wright. We do it like twice a week. We've got like five listeners. But I do another podcast that has
three zeros.
To be fair, I do another podcast which has about 2,000 listeners a week, so.
Yeah, I don't really know why we even do this anymore.
So, best actor in a comedy musical. This was another surprise, but similar to another category earlier.
And why Sim Berger?
No, it was Andy Samberg. I kind of wanted Jason Bateman to win.
No, you didn't.
It was the only nomination that Arrested
Shut up.
Okay, best actress in a comedy musical. Amy Poehler host co-hosted the Golden Globes themselves, so.
Liar, Zooey Deschanel.
No, Amy Poehler won. It was kind of like she was hosting the awards, and then she had to go sit down, and she sat next to Bono, and he was massaging her shoulders, which was really funny. Anyway, Best Supporting Actor. It's going to be on RTE tonight if you want to see it. Best Supporting Actor now. You've got Breaking Bad there. Breaking Bad, I will tell you right now, did not win. Aaron Paul did not win, bitch. The winner was...
Corey Stoll.
No.
I don't even know who Corey Stoll is. I've never heard of him.
Well, the winner was Charles.
The winner was John Voight. John Voight lied.
John Voight is a national treasure, you know. He's Angelina Jolie's father.
Let me look at it. I want to see it.
No, we have to keep playing our game.
I know we are.
Best Supporting Actress in a TV. You know what? We're going too slowly. These categories don't even matter. Go up to the movie categories.
What did you do?
It just went.
It went back. Oh look, it's cheap.
These people are too boring. So let's just skip to the important ones. Okay, so best film drama. Here we go. So this is a big category. So the nominees were 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, Rush. Of course, I wanted Gravity to win.
No, Gravity didn't win.
Gravity didn't win. No.
12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, obviously. Which I'm getting more and more hateful towards that film every time it wins an accolade. Like it's good. It's very good. It's not great. And Gravity is
American
a fucking
Hustle.
Master. Yeah, correct. I saw Her this weekend. Her, I can got to tell you, is extremely disappointing. Not that good at all. It has this really interesting concept. So the dude falls in love with his Siri, right, on his phone. And then it just becomes completely shit. And it's just got him, like, running around on the beach. And, like, it turns into this crap. It gets really bad. I love Spike Jonze and Yakuza.
Shut up.
Everyone involved.
Don't talk about it.
I saw Nebraska, too.
Shut up. I continue looking through.
Best actor in a drama. This is a big surprise now. You're not going to guess who won. It was not Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I know. You just said it wasn't.
But everyone expected him to win. It wasn't Chiwetel. It was someone else.
Was it Idris Elba?
Idris Elba.
Nope. Tom Hanks?
Nope.
Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew Mahogany did win Best
Matthew
Actor.
Mahogany.
It's insane. I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club yet. I'm going to watch it this week. But Robert Redford is very good in All Is Lost, but he's not as good as Tom Hanks is.
This is the last one on the website that we use for my instance.
There's a what?
The last thud noise.
Okay, best actress in a drama. It was not Sandra Bullock. It was not. Just have a quick guess who it was. I think I've seen all those films, actually.
Kate Winslet?
No, I haven't
Emma
seen
Thompson.
Labor Day. No.
Judi Dench?
No.
Kate Blanchett?
Yeah. I think Kate Blanchett is excellent in Blue Jasmine, but
she's not as good as Sandra Bullock and Emma Thompson are both better.
Lucien, who was the best actor in the comedy or musical?
Leonardo DiCaprio was.
Liar.
It was his first award in
best
years.
Best actress in the comedy or musical.
Have a guess.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I saw August Osage County this weekend.
Oh my god.
No, stop.
Oh my god.
Stop. I have to read the rest of it. Okay, best original score in a movie. What do you think it was? It was a big surprise. It was not 12 Years a Slave.
Shut up, you.
It was. It was All Is Lost.
All Is Lost?
Yeah, it was All Is Lost, which has not got much of a score at all. There's barely any music in it. Okay, guess what won best original song? Was it Catching Fire by Coldplay, Frozen, Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, U2, Inside
I'd say the
Or Taylor Swift.
I'd say
Taylor Swift was nominated alongside Coldplay, U2, and Justin Timberlake. What a great category. And
I have a feeling Coldplay was it.
Coldplay didn't win.
But it also might be that my wife, Taylor Swift.
No, Taylor Swift didn't win. I'll tell you who won. It was U2 won for Mandela.
Liar.
Best foreign language film, The Great Beauty won. No surprise there. I've been raving about it. But the Golden Globes don't matter for shit anyway. We're reading all this out, but they're no sign of the Oscars. The Descendants won Best Picture, for Christ's sake. Best animated film, can you guess what won? I'm actually not sure what won. I think Frozen won, but I'm not certain. Best, I love how I have this is the list of winners on BuzzHub, and it doesn't even say who won. It's such a shit list.
Okay, yeah, well, why didn't you do the list right?
Because I didn't have access to the computer, I had to do it on my phone.
You're shit at doing stuff. You shouldn't be using a website anymore.
I know. It's my parents' fault. Guess who won Best Screenplay? Her did. Guess who won Best Director? This was the only category I was content with. Actually, I was happy with Best TV Show Drama, Best TV Show Comedy, Best Actor Drama, Best Actor Comedy. I was happy with all those. But guess who won Best Director of a Motion Picture?
Lightning McQueen.
I've met Lightning McQueen in Venice.
Nice.
I've shown you the picture of him.
No, you didn't.
I did. I met Steve McQueen, director of 12 Years a Slave, at the Venice Biennale in 2009.
No, you didn't. Just give me proof and I'll
I have a photo.
Show me the photo.
I will later today. I'll send it to you on Facebook.
Fine. If you actually Photoshop yourself in there, I will kill you.
I'm not in the photo.
You are going to Photoshop.
I'm not in the photo.
You're going to just take a random photo of him, aren't you?
No, it is a photo of him talking on the phone, standing right next to me, and I took it behind his back.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you met him.
I met him after I took the photo. I shook his hand and I said, "Hello, I don't like you." And he goes, "Is it because I'm black?" And I go, "No, it's because you make shit movies." That's not true. I don't like Steve McQueen, but I wouldn't have said it to his face. Anyway, he didn't win. Alfonso Cuarón won.
I don't care.
Gravity's Only Awards.
I won't believe you, because if you took a picture of your phone, there's no proof.
Best Supporting Actress, guess who won?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence won.
Yes, stop hinting to me.
Completely undeserved. She's shit in that film.
She isn't. She's amazing in everything.
She's terrible in American Hustle.
No, she isn't.
You haven't seen American Hustle. You have no right to form an opinion.
I do. She's Jennifer Lawrence. She's awesome
in
everything.
In general, I like Jennifer Lawrence, but I don't like her in this. I didn't like her in Silver Linings Playbook.
She's hot in Silver Linings Playbook.
I'll tell you who should have won this award. Actually, none of them should have won that award. The only person there who's able to do the slightest bit good is Sally Hawkins. Julia Roberts is okay in that film. Speaking of August Osage County, I saw it this week and I really liked it. I did not like her, and I did not like The Book Thief. The Book Thief is not a good film. Anyway.
It is.
Okay, Best Supporting Actor. Last one. This was a big surprise. It was not Fassbender. It was not Barkhead Abney.
This is Barkhead Abney.
He's from Captain Phillips.
I know, you just said that.
He's great. I love him. So, guess who it was?
Don't point.
I wasn't.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
The answer is
guy from American Hustle.
No, it was Jared Leto.
Who?
Jared Leto from the band 30 Seconds to Mars. You know 30 Seconds to Mars? And I'm closer to the. They did the song for the movie Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole. Well, anyway, he's the front man of that band, and he plays a woman in this film. He plays a transgender, so I'm looking forward to seeing Dallas Buyers Club after it won two awards. Okay, that's the end of the Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 90. We're 10 away from 100, James. Days of Future podcast is coming. For more information, go to jimmyandluke.info/JL100. /JL100. Also, at jimmyandluke.info, you can find a whole back catalog of episodes, most of which are great. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, and I think Vine? No, we're not on Vine.
I got 22 kills with that hotel, and I also got 4
kills. We're not on Vine.
We're not on Vine, no. So, Golden Globe Awards, you can catch up. They'll be showing on international television stations hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Sherlock, make sure you watch it. And we'll be back. I don't know when we'll be back. Probably on Wednesday. Goodbye.
Shano, Shano, love.